Hello, and welcome to Presidential Archives Uncovered, the podcast that brings to you cool clips from the collections of the Presidential Libraries of the U.S. National Archives. Today's clip from the Carter Presidential Library Museum, as well as others from the libraries, can be found on the Presidential Timeline, www.presidentialtimeline.org. During the first years of the Carter presidency, few events aroused such intense controversy as the negotiation and ratification of the Panama Canal treaties. Although past presidents had admitted the need for new treaties, many Americans loudly opposed giving away the canal. When the Senate ratified the Panama Canal treaties in March and April 1978, each by one-vote margins, President Carter's long ordeal ended. An excerpt from President Carter's remarks at the treaty signing ceremony in Panama on June 16, 1978, follows.
Under the treaties, our two governments agree to maintain the neutrality and security of the canal. At the same time, we reaffirm our commitment to honor national sovereignty and the principle of non-intervention.